Again, today is Monday, the 20th of April, 2026. Our minute with the Master is taken from Psalm 16, verses 8 and 9. I will keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure. In today's scripture, David is running for his life, pursued relentlessly by Saul. David stands on one side of the mountain and Saul on the other. Saul's men are slowly closing in, and David appears to be trapped. Then, just as Saul's men are about to kill David, a messenger comes to Saul and shouts, "The Philistines have invaded the land." Saul turns his attention away, and David's life is spared once again. When David reached the end of his strength, God intervened and carried him through as he had done so many times before. And here is your reminder for today. You do not know where life will take you, and you do not know what tomorrow will bring. You may not understand why God does what he does or why he permits what he permits, but you can be certain of this. God has a predetermined plan for your day. Whatever enters your life must first pass through his hands, and whatever comes, no matter how difficult it appears, God always already holds the way through it. When it seems that your story has reached its end, when hope appears lost, at the appointed moment, God will always make a way. So today, when you do not know what to do, fix your eyes on him. Keep praise on your lips. Guard hope within your heart. Attend to what is within your reach. And when you have done all you can and nothing changes, place the outcome fully in his hands and yield to what he allows. As you depend on him rather than your own strength, he will provide exactly what you need at exactly the precise moment you need it. Be glad today. Rejoice today. Rest in the assurance that God has gone before you and he will be waiting in your tomorrow when you arrive. Keep your eyes on him and you will never be at the mercy of the moment. Our prayer team this morning is Elder Timms and Vicki. And at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Vicki.
Good morning, everyone. Our prayer petitions for the day follow. Elena, Sarah's granddaughter, she has been having issues with her legs and now is unable to walk. We pray the doctors will be able to diagnose the cause and for her legs to be healed. And S, we pray for the doors to open for her to be blessed with the right part-time job. Those who unexpectedly lost their job, we pray to God for them to find suitable and sustainable employment. We also ask him to fill the financial gap so they can pay their bills. Priscilla, we pray for her to be granted favor with the Australian government as she seeks permanent citizenship. The woman who is organizing and planning home repairs, we ask the Lord to grant her clarity, strength, and peace as she orders her home and releases what no longer serves her, filling every space with God's presence and purpose. The person who has an appointment, upper management regarding her work environment. The person who has an appointment, upper management regarding her work environment, we ask the Lord to give her courage, clarity, and favor as she speaks truth with grace, and let justice and wisdom guide every word and response. The United States of America, we pray for the spirit of division to be destroyed and for a season of unity to be ushered into the land. Everyone on the call this morning, we pray your faith is increased. What you are believing in God for is granted and for peace to surround you throughout the day. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing. We cover the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice for an end of racial disparity and for wisdom and compassion for our president to lead all people well. We pray for an end to Russian hostility in Ukraine and for peace, stability, and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children, senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and security and healing for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and lead our children. Be blessed.
Hello. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, God, for another opportunity. We thank you, God, for the rising of this morning, the connection, oh God, in prayer. As we go before you, we ask you, God, to forgive us of all of our sins and our thoughts, those things that we've done, those things that we said wasn't good. We ask you to wash us and cleanse us because we don't want nothing between you and us. We don't know what the day holds, but we know that you hold a day, and we just declare and decree this morning that your goodness and your mercy will follow us. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for another opportunity to give you praise. We thank you, God, for another opportunity, God, to stand in the gap, to make up the hedge. We come standing in the gap for them that are sick. We come standing in the gap this morning for them that need jobs and job placements. We come standing in the gap for them that need their affairs taken care of in Australia, oh God, with the Australian government. We come standing in the gap this morning, Father, for them that need home repairs and for it to go right to the right people at the right time. We come standing in the gap, God, for them that have situations and appointments on their job this morning. We come standing in the gap, making up the heads. We come praying for families this morning, God, for children, for government. We come standing in a gap and praying for them that are sick among us and say, be healed and be whole. We come standing in a gap that are waiting on government to move for them. We come standing in a gap for them that are waiting on situations to change. We come standing in the gap and praying for our families, praying for our country, praying for our troops this morning, praying for them that have a need, praying this morning, oh God, that you will move on our behalf. We pray, God, for brand new mercy this morning. Pray for our children in the name of Jesus, for them that know God and for them that don't. We know that you can do exceedingly and abundantly of anything that we think or act according to the power that works in us. We know that no weapon formed against us will be able to prosper. So we stand on your word. We come standing in the gap for them that are tired and weighed down, confused and misused. We come standing in the gap that joy of the Lord will be their strength, that peace will be the coat that you wear today, that peace will reside in your heart and in your home. We pray for our neighborhoods and our neighbors from the left and the right, in front and in back. We pray for our schoolhouses this morning, in the name of Jesus, our government affairs, our government, oh God, and our president this morning. We pray that they will lead by the consciousness of God. And we thank you, Father, that the land will come back and form itself together, that war will season, troops will come home. We know that there's nothing too impossible for you. You're the one that created the world and created every creature that forms about. You made man and blow breath into his body. You told the stars where to go. You told the moon where to be placed and the sun to shine. We know that there's nothing too impossible for you. We pray this morning for doctors, oh God. And oh God, that doctors would kiss the face of God. We pray, oh God, for them that are waiting on diagnosis. We pray that for them that are waiting on test results, that everything will work together for your good. We praise you this morning because you're a good God. You're a good God. You make that is impossible possible. And we appreciate you. We adore you, God, and we love you. You are our hope this morning, and we glorify you. We sanctify the day to be a good day, a better day than it was yesterday. Let everything that needs to be done, because we don't know what the day may hold, but we know that you hold the day. So we lean into you, God, not our own understanding, but we lean into you. Lead and guide us. Keep us in perfect peace. When our mind stayed upon you, let us laugh because it's medicine. It heals. Let us love because you first loved us. Keep us, God. Keep our mind stayed fixed on you. Let your thoughts be our thoughts and your ways be our ways. Let your ways be our ways today because you think higher than us, because you are already at the end when we're just in the middle. We give you glory now. We honor you and we praise you and we appreciate you. In Jesus' name, thank God and amen.
Thank God, amen. And thank you, Elder Timms. We pray everything you put your hands to today will prosper and succeed. We will meet tomorrow, same time, same place. This ends our time together on this Monday morning. Goodbye.